Hello and welcome to the Stash My Comics Skype night. I'm Chance, and to start out the night, I have with me Jason Newcomb.
Hello.
And Nico.
Hello.
All right. You blanked out on Nico's last name.
Welcome to the Stash My Comics Skype night.
It's already underway.
Right. So let's start off with our best issues of the week. Who wants to start?
I'll go ahead. I already talked about my favorite issue this week, which was Shade number 1 of 12. I talked about it on the other podcast, the sister podcast to this one. So check out the blog for that, which was Shade number 1 of 12. But other than that, I read some great books. I think Chance is going to be talking about Action Comics, so I'll try to zoom in on Justice League International. Am I the only one reading this, Justice League International?
I have it. I just haven't read it yet.
So you've been reading this so far?
Yeah.
I really like this. It reminds me of Bronze Age kind of comics, which is probably my favorite era of like older comics other than since the 2000s. This is Booster Gold in over his head. He's got a big team of different people from different countries. That's why it's called Justice League International. And Batman's trying to help, but it's not working. There are these giant robots taking over the world, and we learn in this issue that these robots have been commandeered by this character called Paraxis, who wields a kind of like a weapon, but it looks like a miner's hammer. It's got like pointy on one end. That's because he is a miner. He mines planets for their elements, for their minerals and all their riches and stuff. So he installed these giant robots on planet Earth who are set to basically destroy the planet, split it apart, and so this Paraxis guy can extract all the minerals. And he's got these like imp creatures, like kind of clay mud men under his control, which have captured the entire Justice League International team. And so they're stuck in this thing while Paraxis is giving his monologue about why he's the biggest badass ever. And so, yeah, it's really cool. In the background, you've got these guys who work for the United Nations who put the team together back in issue 1. And their job is at stake because they were supposed to put a good team together, and they're totally failing. So it's really fun the way the characters interact with each other. They joke around. There's a lot of funny stuff going around. There's Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, who's, of course, like an arrogant, stubborn guy who thinks he's all that. But in this issue, he kind of gets pwned. Booster Gold, again, over his head. You got one character I'd never seen before. Her name's Lady Godiva. She's really hilarious. She's constantly hitting on the guys and, like, completely unapologetic about it. And she inadvertently, I think, molests Batman in this issue. So a lot of really funny moments. It's just fun. That's the best word I can use to describe this. It's
That's
fun.
Not my belt.
That's not my belt buckle. Yeah. She sort of feels up Batman. So I'd say that's one of my favorites this week.
That just sounds like one of those teams that gets thrown together, have no possible reason that they should be together. Just anything can end up happening.
Yeah, they got to figure out a way to work together is kind of the point. But it's not working so far.
That was a great segue into my favorite book of the week, which was the Defenders. In this issue, they are out of the, how do I put this? Fate, yeah. Out of fate, they are put together. Hulk asks Doctor Doom, not Doctor Doom, Doctor Strange, I'm sorry. The Silver Surfer, Prince Namor, the Red She-Hulk, and Iron Fist for help because he has broke loose the monster. I forget what they call him. He's some sort of Hulk. This book is just putting the team together, and it has some good parts in it.
Were you referring to the Breaker of Worlds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From one of the hammers from,
Fear Itself?
Yes, that one.
I didn't see Fear Itself. This book is basically, Hulk goes to Doctor Strange for help, and Doctor Strange goes to Namor, then the Silver Surfer in the mountains, to She-Hulk, where she is running with the bulls, and then to the Iron Fist to actually borrow his plane so they can track the Breaker of Worlds. Iron Fist tried to be assassinated in this issue, which is most of the action in this issue. This book also has a good, maybe, Silver Age feel for it, Bronze Age. This actually has a narrator in it, which most new books do not have. And the art was fantastic.
Who drew it?
Dodson.
Oh yeah, Terry Dodson. Yeah, he's a good artist.
Yeah.
I think he drew Wonder Woman for a while.
Yeah, and it's actually in continuity with the original series. They are saying, like, I hate to bother you again, but I need your help again. Because it's in continuity with the series from the 70s, which is also very good.
Did you read the series from the 70s? Is that something you're familiar with?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I have maybe 10 issues I've read of it.
Nice. So did you have the series from the 70s before picking this up?
Yes. I started collecting in January. I got issues from the first series in around February.
Is it the first series that made you like the team and interested in picking it up? Okay. Cool.
It's good to see you just have like this back knowledge of stuff that they're bringing back.
Yeah.
So now we'll move on to one of my favorite books, was Amazing Spider-Man. Now, to really get, like, the full reason of why I liked it, I gotta go into some of the back detail of what's been going on in Spider Island. Now, right before Spider Island, you know, Spider-Man finally gets his life together, He's got a really good job at Horizon Labs. So he's, you know, an actual scientist now instead of just working at a newspaper. He's got a, like, steady girlfriend, and everything's looking great for him. Then at the end of Spider Island, things just start falling apart. His girlfriend finds out that he's been lying to her, and she wants nothing to do with him anymore, and he can now be found out as Spider-Man. So he's just all kinds of problems right now. What actually happens in the story is right now he's fighting the Vulture, who has been recruiting a lot of young kids that have been coming to New York trying to become spiders and getting them to steal for him by giving them the ability to fly. What ends up happening is that Peter and his now ex-girlfriend have to work on this case together. And it's really like an awkward situation where they don't know how to behave around each other. And Peter's life has usually been really down and crappy. But at the end of this book, he get his ex-girlfriend going to talk to his ex-wife, Mary Jane, and all I could think about is the writer, Dan Slott, has been talking on Twitter. I think it was during Spider Island when people were really pumped thinking that something was going to happen between Peter and MJ. And he kind of hinted, you know, I'm just going to get MJ and Carly together. And people were freaking out about it. And
is Carly a girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
So the way it read was really jokingly. And when I read this, I'm like, was he actually being serious about this? Like, if that happens, people are going to be like, oh my God, like, what is happening?
Hmm.
But it's just like a roller coaster ride, you know, reading these issues, and like, you don't know what's going to be happening next. So it's been really great.
It's kind of cool that, like back in the day, pretty much the only way that people could interact with the creators of comic books is by going to conventions and writing in letters columns. But like now you can interact with the creators like real time. And it sounds like Dan Slott is actually like this kid, like in the internet, you can get a lot of spoilers and that sort of thing. And it kind of ruin your reading experience. But it sounds like Dan Slott on Twitter actually enhanced like your enjoyment of this book.
Oh, absolutely.
That's cool.
He's not one of those people that really likes to give spoilers. And I think he's had a few words to say about certain comic book websites that, you know, release spoilers for everyone. But he kind of does subtle hints and nothing really spoiling the book, and it just increases, like, you want to know. It increases your suspense of everything. And like you said, I think this is awesome that we can interact with creators like this. And I know there's quite a few that will actually respond to you if you tweet them or, you know, get in touch with them in some way.
Yeah, it's so classy how that, like, actually, I wrote a review of Swamp Thing number 4 this week, and I don't know if I'd call it a slam. I don't know if I slammed the book, but I did highlight why I wasn't into it and why I thought it was weak in my opinion, and Scott Snyder, the writer of the book, actually, because I tweeted the review, and I just put hashtag Swamp Thing, whereas generally I would, if it's a favorable review, I would Twitter it at the creators, like I did with the Flash. But of course I didn't like tweet it at Scott Snyder because I didn't want to like sound like I was just hounding him with this negative review. But he actually read the review, found it, went to the website, clicked contact, emailed the webmaster, which is Igor, and said, thanks for the review. I appreciate the read and forward this along to Jason so that, you know, to thank him. So Igor forwarded me this email, and I have to admit I was a little bit embarrassed, but I mean, I think I was honest in the review, and I wasn't mean or anything, but I actually emailed him back and I talked to him, and it was a really positive thing. So now at this point, I'm sort of like I was going to hang on to the book anyway, but at this point I'm kind of like, just because he's such a class act, I want to kind of keep reading the book because it sounds like he's fairly confident in what he's doing. So yeah, it's nice when like the creators like interact with the fans like that. I like it when they're down to earth.
Yeah, and especially in your case where it's not something necessarily like every review. He still went out of his way to be like, you know what? I appreciate that you took that time out. You bought the book. And that is, like, just really cool.
Yeah, and I think he probably recognized that I wasn't, like, slamming him. I made sure to, in the review, to clearly outline why I thought the book was weak. And it's not like we're constantly, like, you know, slamming creators on our website. We tend to stay positive, you know. So I think he was able to recognize that. It's just, he's a class act. It's nice.
All right, Nico, I think you wanted to say something.
Yeah. In Twitter, when you search hashtag Swamp Thing, it's, your tweet is one of the top tweets. So when you search hashtag Swamp Thing, which he might have did, that was probably like the top tweet at the time.
Oh, that stinks. Well.
Yeah. It happens, and I mean, that just opens up connections for other possibilities. You know, if we really like one of his books, now we have a connection.
Yeah, but I was saying that because that's probably how he found it.
Yeah.
Since he didn't send it to him.
Yeah. It's nice that they're interested in the social media thing.
And I think it's also possible that some of these creators are doing this to better themselves. You know, if they're reading these reviews, they go, you know, this is what people do and don't like. Obviously, they can't change the very next issue, but they could possibly be taking this and go, nobody likes this part of this book, so let's see what we can do with it.
Well, fortunately for him, and I did mention it in my review, is that people really like his work. Like, he's a fan favorite. People really like Batman, loved his run on Detective Comics. American Vampire was a hit, and people seem to like Swamp Thing, so I think it's just, it's not clicking with me at this time. So I'm still going to give it a shot because it seems to be pleasing a lot of people. I think it might just be I'm not picking up on something
still intertwined with Animal Man?
Yeah. And that's the reason why I'm going to keep reading it, because I'm liking Animal Man. So I like how they're kind of connected together there.
All right, well, I think we're going to try to get Steve in here.
Oh, Steve's on, cool. Yeah. While you do that, I'm gonna do a refill.
All right.
Hello?
Yo, can you guys got me?
Yeah.
All right, good deal.
Sorry we didn't add you earlier. We were doing the best and worst comic of the week.
Oh, that's all right. I was playing a video game anyway, so.
Yeah. We would, yeah. Are we on the worst comic of the week?
If Steve has his best comic at hand, you can go off on that.
You want to know? I would probably say is Red Lantern number 4 this week.
That's interesting.
Or I could go with Hellraiser.
Well, choose whichever one you want to talk about.
And elaborate.
All right, Red Lantern's number 4 I thought was awesome. I'm loving how Atrocitus is giving the Red Lanterns free will now. And he's picking my favorite Lanterns. You know, he's got Bleed, got Skullox so far, and Ratchet. And Skullox free will because he's probably one of the most craziest out of the Red Lanterns so far. And I like how they're starting to go into more depth now with Human, who's going to become a Green Red Lantern, I mean. Because if you look for the preview at number 5, actually, you'll see Atrocitus and the new Human Lantern going on at it. And it's even my wallpaper right now, also on my computer.
So I came in a little bit, like, at the end of that. Did you say that there's a Human Red Lantern now?
Yeah, there is. There's going to be one. If you've been currently reading, they've been doing a backstory with a human, and his rage every episode is getting stronger, I guess.
So, okay. I do remember that Guy Gardner was temporarily, at least, a Red Lantern.
So technically that would be the first Human Lantern. You're absolutely right.
So, does this connect to that at all, or?
No, this is a totally new human. Hang on, I'm trying to look up his name right now. I think it's Ray, actually, yeah. I'm looking at the issue right now. Yeah, his name's Ray, it looks like.
That's a very angry name.
Yeah.
That's my middle name.
That's my brother.
Is it? Now, I have a question. Like, I hope I'm not totally derailing your thing there. I just got back from refilling my mug, but, I don't know, have you been following Green Lantern since for a while, or did you go through the whole Blackest Night and all that stuff?
I started, I think the end of Sinestro War, I started reading it, but then I read that Blackest Night issue 0 preview on Free Comic Book Day. And that's when I really got into it. And then I pretty much own every issue out of Blackest Night series.
Okay, it's just about the same as me. I started reading around Blackest Night 0, and I've gone back a little bit and started collecting the older issues, like since John's. And I quit at Green Lantern number 1, New 52. Now, I have a question about a thread that seemed to have been loose. Like, was it during Blackest Night? No, it was after Blackest Night. Apparently, I think it was during Brightest Day. I didn't read Brightest Day itself, but I was reading Green Lantern, that Guy Gardner was in cahoots with the Red Lanterns.
Yes, him and Gansett both were.
Okay, and he was supposed to do something that would, like, completely end his friendship with, like, Hal Jordan. But I never knew what that was. Was that ever resolved, or?
You know, I'm not recalling, but what I think it was giving Atrocitus Krona's body. I think that's what it was.
Okay.
Hypothesis, total theory.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense since Krona end up being like the big, huge monster during War of the Green Lanterns, I think it was.
Yeah, during the War, the War of the Red Lanterns, yeah.
Yeah, and I disconnected after that. But sounds like you're liking the new direction of the Green Lantern franchise?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's like a spin off of Ghost Rider, Spirits of Vengeance type thing, and it's really cool.
And how's
he's all about like retribution for people who've been wronged in life, I guess. I can't think of the word actually. Because Ghost Rider goes after people who spilt blood of the innocent, right? I believe.
Are you looking for the word penance?
Yeah, penance. Yeah, perfect.
Because Ghost Rider has the penance there.
Yeah. Well, that's what Atrocitus is trying to do. Like, he's giving retribution to the innocents because something with I forgot what happened in issue one, but this new Red Lantern, soon to be Red Lantern Ray, I think something happened with his grandfather.
His grandfather was mugged and ended up dying because he was beaten so badly.
Yeah, so then that's what's going on with that. So I think eventually Atrocitus is going to, you know, find out. I think he actually refers to it in issue 4. Let me see. Yeah, Atrocitus heads to Earth in issue 4, actually. And now he's currently on Earth right now. And then it stops.
That's bad news if he's on Earth.
Yeah. And then last page of issue 4, Krona's body is gone. And I guess he's going to be rebirthed.
Okay. Now on to the worst issues of the week. Chance, would you like to start?
Sure. I had to go with Red Lanterns, which, not because it was a bad book. I just felt that this week's books were extremely good, and that just ended up falling at the lowest point.
Yeah, I think you gave it 2.5 stars on your member review on Stash My Comics.
No, it was a 6 stars.
Oh, yeah, 6. So 6, it becomes, that's a 2.5. No, that's, that's 3 out of 5, yeah.
Yeah.
That's still a decent reading.
Yeah, I mean, if you, I don't know how you pay attention to how people really rate their comics, but mine's usually like a 5 is still, it's an alright book. You know, for it to be an 8, I had to, like, really enjoy it. So, like, there's some decent separation between them.
The worst comic I read was probably Huntress. And I'd say it's about the same thing. It wasn't, like, a horrible book, but it was nothing special. And that's sort of been the whole series so far, like Huntress 1, 2, and 3. And I'm just reading this out of, like, certain kind of character loyalty. I started loving the character when Huntress Year One came out. And same thing, like, it was a 5 out of 10, so it's right in the middle. It's not horrible. It's not bad. But it could be because, Huntress Year One was such a... Huntress Year One and Huntress Cry for Blood were such in-depth looks, like insights into the character, and this seems to not be like shedding light on anything new on this character, so it's just basically kind of an espionage plot, and it's nothing special. Artwork's nice, it's very pretty, and Huntress kicks some bad guys, so, you know, there's some good things going on, but nothing special.
Same with the book I picked for worst of the week. It wasn't that it's bad. It's just I need more to know what's going on. X Club number 1, that is. I would give it a 5 out of 10. It's in the middle. I just need to know what's going on.
How about you, Steven?
What was that? For worst comment?
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with Walking Dead. 91. It's my probably one of the issues I've not really cared for at all in the whole series. It was really boring. I thought, it was just iffy. And the final page, usually the final page is nice and it leaves you hanging and wanting more for the next issue. But all we see is a guy with a set of binoculars looking on the city, and that was it.
Yeah, so it was boring isn't good.
Yeah, boring was not, it didn't do anything for me. There was really no action. There was a little dialogue between Andrea and Rick, and that was about it.
And on to comic news. We all know that there's Avengers versus X-Men. What are your thoughts on it?
I'll start. You know, I'm kind of torn with it right now. I'm sick of events. I don't want to read it, but I'm also kind of just sitting there like, feel like I need to. And I'll probably end up picking up the first issue to give it a try. And if the first one doesn't get at least like a 7, I'm not going to get the rest of them.
You probably know I am getting every single issue of the Genesis. So I would also like to try Avengers versus the X-Men, because the most books I get are X-Men and Avengers related stuff. I like both those franchises a lot. So I would like to see what happens. My main concern is if I would have enough money to get all the issues.
I'm sure you're going to be pleased with the fact that they went and said that Hawkeye is going to have a big part in the series.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I'll have to drop some other books. So, Steven, Jason, do you have any thoughts on it?
I talked about it a little bit on the other podcast there that we recorded this afternoon. I don't know. Like, it can probably go both ways. It reminds me a little bit of when DC did 52, the original 52, the weekly series. It had a whole bunch of writers and artists involved. And it turned out to be like a really good series. So I suppose this could also be a very good series, but I mean, it's not like it's propping up C-listers. It's putting the two hugest franchises. So I can see that being unwieldy. Again, it's going to have to be really awesome with, high page count for me to buy it at $4. So I'm going to wait for the reviews and we'll see.
Steve, do you have anything?
I don't know. It's just X-Men versus Avengers. We've seen it. I do not know how many times in the past. Didn't it happen in the 90s and the 80s? I'm almost positive it has happened.
It has happened. We mentioned that on the forums,
which are stashmycomics.com/html/forum.
Which, I don't know. I think it's pointless, personally. You can tell by my enthusiasm on it.
Well, Marvel's been just losing the PR war. Like, their brand is, in terms of comics, it's just not healthy right now. Fans are just bored. And
storylines. I just, you know, sorry to cut you off, Jason, but I just picked up the new Marvel previews just to see what's going on in the next few months. Yeah, there's nothing. I could burn this book and have no queries about it.
May I say the Genesis is going great?
Yes, you may.
Now, do you want to hear my my cockamamie spoiler? Not spoiler, but my prediction.
Not really spoiling it. Anything with Marvel.
Okay, but
sorry.
Phoenix Force will be contained in Hope Summers, because that's what they've been talking about in Uncanny X-Men and Generation Hope.
Yeah, they already told us that in the live blog.
It is.
They were trying to be all, like, ominous about it, but they pretty much said, like, yeah, it's going to be Hope.
I think I didn't. Forum.
I haven't.
Go ahead.
their marketing department is sleeping at the wheel, I think. They're having a really hard time winning the fans over. I don't know what's going on at Marvel right now.
Like I'm looking through the preview right now. This is my second time. Yesterday I went through it real fast, but I'm like actually analyzing every page now. If you look at Wolverine and the X-Men, number 5, that's going to be coming out, I think, in
February.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have Kitty Pryde, and she's pregnant in the...
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do we have a camera? I can show you guys. I have a camera. Can we do video calls or no?
I don't think we can.
I think you can maybe one person might be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could try it.
Let's see it. Okay. This is going to be a newbie move, so...
Jason.
We lost Jason.
Yeah, we lost Jason.
Yeah. All right, do you guys know how I would do this at all, or no?
I don't think you would be able to...
How about this, Steven? Just like snap a photo of it and put it up on a thread on the forums.
Oh, okay. I could do that too.
So basically it's 25%. If this podcast is a sampling of a typical comic fan demographic, 75% of the people aren't enthused by Marvel's upcoming, what is it called even? Avengers versus X-Men?
Yeah. Or is this one X-Men versus Avengers? I don't remember.
That's so good.
It's Avengers versus X-Men.
I'm a Marvel fan.
I'm a Marvel fan too.
Oh yeah, I've been one ever.
I'm a true Marvel fan.
Well, it doesn't mean that, like, I hate Marvel or something. Like, it's just, I think they're in a bit of a slump right now. They're going to find their feet eventually, and the pendulum will swing, and everybody's going to hate DC and love Marvel again.
Yeah.
It's just, they just got a new editor-in-chief, and there's a lot of changes. And
when did they get a new editor-in-chief? Wasn't that last year?
It was a while back, yeah, but like this.
Yeah, January.
Yeah, but like, how long did it take Joe Quesada to have the stature that he has now? It took several years. Like, he started, what did he start? With Marvel Knights, Kevin Smith on Daredevil? Like, it took a long time for get Marvel out of the slump that they were in.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. That's the nature of the beast.
I just want to clarify this, Nico. I wouldn't say you're a Marvel fan. You're a Marvel fanboy. So you're just more, you're loyal to the company that no matter what happens, that like you'll stand by them. Whereas a fan is more, we want to see the company do well, and we hope that they do well. But if they're not doing good, we're going to tell them. Like, we don't want crap coming out and still be like, yeah, I really like Marvel.
If the book's not good, I would drop it.
Now, here's a question. Would you drop Hawkeye if it wasn't good?
No.
That is because Nico hurts Hawkeye.
Shut up. This is one and only, while we're taping this podcast, if you're on the forums, Chance, caving into peer pressure like the child he is, changed my profile picture to Nico with a big red heart Hawkeye.
That's actually a pink heart.
Oh, Nico, I got for you.
Oh, that is so great. Somebody take a screenshot before, like, somebody changes it. That's so great.
Hey, Nico.
Yeah, I got a screenshot.
I got something else you're going to heart a lot. I'm looking at the Marvel previews, and they got a Marvel Select Avengers movie Hawkeye action figure coming out.
No, not his new costume.
Speaking of, Steven wrote a really cool article about introduction. Yeah. Like, it's a the noob's guide to action figure collecting. Check that out on the blog. It's pretty funky. I'd love to get into that and find all the question figures, but, you know, the cash flow and all.
It's more expensive than comic book collecting, I'll tell you that much. It's insane.
Are there figures of the question?
Yeah, actually, yeah. DC, yeah. I think there's two, actually. I think they did the female and the male version. I know they did the male for sure. I'm almost positive they did.
Well, I can probably afford two.
Jason,
not a very big collection.
Jason.
Yeah.
Remember how a while back in the forums you posted an image of the question with in like the background of an issue? I forget what it was, like Wonder Woman.
Villains United.
Yeah. He's been resurrected for some time, I remember reading.
Where'd you read that?
Maybe Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah?
That is the best source that you can possibly have, so.
Yeah, because I haven't heard of him appearing anywhere. Like if he's going to appear... If he'd appear anywhere, it's probably going to be in... It might be in Batwoman... It could be in, I don't know where else it could be. Anyway, what else is in the news?
Well, we found out that...
During Blackest Night.
Hey, I'm talking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Okay.
That's pretty
good. We found
good.
Out that Brian Michael Bendis is going to be leaving the Avengers next year.
What's the last issue he's writing? I was trying to think of that on the podcast this afternoon.
We have no idea. He hasn't said anything.
Okay.
He said that he's going up to at least 24.1.
So 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he's still going to be writing an Avengers book, which is going to be Avengers Assemble.
So, another Avengers book?
Yes, it's going to be the movie, or based on the movie, so you probably won't like it. So your boyfriend's going to be unmasked, and...
I'm about to say a cuss word.
Right, now you can go with whatever it was that you were trying to say earlier.
Yeah, the question was revived during Blackest Night.
Yeah, I have that issue, yeah. Yeah, but since the new 52, I don't think there's been anything.
It should be.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, I'd really like it. I mean, I think he could actually work in this Justice League International, like, if he was, like, the way Greg Rucka wrote him, I think that could work. You know where he would work well is in Birds of Prey. Yeah, because he has ties to the Huntress. Yeah, that could be cool, actually. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Anyway, you got a pet character there, Steven? You got a character that you really like that's kind of an oddball that nobody else likes?
Yeah, I think we talked about it last week, Impossible Man.
Who the heck is Impossible Man?
Impy, the Impossible Man.
Impossible Man, like that little weakling.
Dude, he's
from
awesome.
Fantastic Four. Ooh, yeah. I know who Steve likes.
Howard the Duck also.
Howard the Duck?
Yeah, I think he's great.
I like Howard the Duck too.
Frontal Advisory, I like it. Marvel actually has a real in their whole comic book character collection. Like, he's awesome. I don't know. I get into him a lot. Sorry.
How about you, Jens? Your guy's Deadpool, isn't he?
Yeah.
Strange how most fans have, like, a guy that, like, one character or girl, whatever, that they really like. I have a few characters that I really like, but, like, my guy is the question. I like Supergirl, I like Aquaman, but like Nico, I don't think that I would drop a Question series. But I'd drop an Aquaman or Supergirl or, you know, something like that.
See, that's where it's like, it's a little different for me, because like, I like Deadpool, but I'm not as obsessed as Nico is, where I'll refuse to drop anything that has him in it.
Right, but basic supply and demand, like, you've got a lot of Deadpool to choose from.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of Question, Impossible Man, and Hawkeye.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was kind of getting at, where there's people that like Deadpool. I mean, there's some people that are sick of him and don't want to hear about him anymore. But there's still that, you know, fan base that got him to have way too many books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I dropped Deadpool as soon as, like, the sixth book came out, because I was getting Merce with the mouth. I was getting Deadpool. It was just off the hook. And then the writing got silly. I think after, Dr. Bong came into the picture,
Yeah. That's
when I dropped it. It was right there. Like, I really wish they would have had a lot more of Bob from Hydra in every issue, because he was getting funny for a little bit.
Yeah, I know. But I think Marvel really fell with the Heroic Age story arc.
Yeah.
That was like for 2 months maybe that they had the stuff there.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair assessment.
That was a story arc, the whole Heroic Age?
That's what they promoted it as.
Really? Because I was under the assumption that the Heroic Age was, you know, like the Bronze Age, like the Golden Age, and now we're going to have the Heroic Age.
Yeah, it was a mess. Nobody knew what it was about, what it was supposed to mean. It was just a crappily designed banner in Photoshop that was just slapped across every book, and nobody knew what it was supposed to be about. Like, it was just kind of a marketing mess.
And now we have Shattered Heroes. We've heard your opinion, or you can read your opinion on the blog.
Well, being a graphic designer by trade, that sort of thing kind of like causes a physical like illness in me.
Yeah, it didn't really like, it didn't pop. It was just like, it didn't fit anywhere. It just kind of made the books look sloppy.
So, were we going to do some trivia? I'm kind of up for some trivia.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I'll be right back.
All right, Steve will be back with his big book of trivia.
Oh, Steve's taking care of trivia? Okay, I'll do a refill. I'll come right back. You guys, you guys take over.
Oh, man. We're back, just the two of us.
Yeah.
I'm back. It didn't take that long.
All right. Good. So. I didn't want to be left with Nico for too long.
Yeah.
Bad things can happen.
He might ask you to dress up in a Hawkeye fit.
Steve, could you check your profile picture now?
It doesn't bother me.
Just look.
Anything. Oh, let's see.
This is just the good old fun that you can have on the site.
Were you guys talking about me?
No, we were talking about Steve. Look at his profile picture.
Oh, yeah, Steve.
We can't because, you know, he hasn't refreshed in a little bit.
Yeah, just refresh.
I'm going to it right now.
That's pretty cool, actually. I like that one.
So are we doing like pretend stakes on this? Like, are we going to do like bragging rights until the next podcast or something like that for this trivia thing? Are we doing like points or?
My original thought, and I just completely forgot to put this on, I was thinking of having like a special segment that like someone gets to pick what we talk about.
Oh,
I was thinking, like, the winner of these trivias gets to pick that special segment.
But you just have a Marvel book, right?
Yeah, it's just a Marvel book, but yeah, this book, I'll be the host, I guess you could say, since I have the book. But it's interesting. It does characters, storyline, writers. It does editors, everything.
So, okay.
I am going to, like, ace this thing.
No, you're not. I thought my brother-in-law were going to be able to ace this. We did 25 questions. We only got 5 of them right.
Okay, just throw one at me right now.
Okay.
He's up for it. Give him the hardest question you can think of.
So hang on. So if they're really, really hard, how many questions are you going to ask?
Well, I don't know. How many, what would be a reasonable number? I think.
How about we go by time?
I think between 5 and 10 would be decent.
Okay, yeah, there's about 3 of us. There's 3 of us that you're going to be asking. So how about 6? That way we both get to go twice. And whoever.
Or we could just like buzz in.
How are we going to buzz in?
No, we can't buzz in. We both get a question. That's going to be annoying. It already is. So, yeah, okay, that's enough.
Everybody be quiet for a minute, because on the screen, I had each one of your guys' profile picture, and it lights up when somebody talks.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Let's just go one at a time. That way, I don't know. Like,
all right. We'll do that.
Went wieldy.
Okay.
And then the next podcast, the winner gets to choose, like, a segment, like a subject. Is that it?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Anything.
So that winner has to, like, host the trivia thing the next podcast.
Yeah. No. I think that actually would be a good idea. That way we're going to get a wider variety of questions.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I just, you know, picked up this book and mentioned it last week, and, you know, it's nice to have right here, so.
Okay, so Skype Night Trivia.
Let's do it.
All right, well, first thing I want to do, I want to introduce the book and give credit to where credit's due. So this book is called Obsessed with Marvel, Test Your Knowledge of the Marvel Universe. Contains 2,500 questions, all Marvel-based. And if you guys want to, let me look in the table of contents. If you guys want to, you guys could choose your questions. Hang on. No. You're dumping the gun. So, okay. We have Fantastic. These are all the chapters that are here. We have Fantastic Four. We have Spider-Man. We have the Avengers. We have X-Men. The Incredible Hulk. Marvel Knights. Horror Heroes. Cosmic Characters. And Marvel Time.
I love this. This is great.
I think what will be cool is the other two contestants pick which topic the other person has to answer about.
That is awesome.
I'm good. I know Marvel.
It'll make it tough.
No cheating. Don't ask Dr. Google.
No, Professor. Of course not.
Okay, let's see. I guess we'll start with Chance first. So Jason and Nico, pick his hell, I guess you could say.
Let me see.
What was it? Fantastic Four.
Spider-Man.
You got Avengers. Marvel Time. Avengers.
Cosmic characters. Marvel Knights. Incredible Hulk.
I like Horror Heroes. That seems really interesting.
Oh, that's one of my favorites, actually. That's probably one of my favorite chapters.
You can pick the next one, Nico.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Alright. So then next. Jason, pick between 1,991 and 2,160.
I'm going to go with 2,064.
I have a bad feeling about this.
All right. Question number 2,064. In which magazine did most of the first Bloodstone adventurers appear? Right, I have to get the answer now, so hang on.
So is there like a time limit, or are we?
Oh, wait, I got to figure out how to do this box thing again that tells you the answer.
Okay.
So he has time to think on it. All right, let me see. Random question.
I don't even understand the question.
Do you have any clues, Chance?
Absolutely none.
It's multiple choice, right?
Yeah, we should do multiple choice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. That's the part I forgot. I got so sidetracked with trying to input the number for the question.
Marvel Bloodstone.
Yeah, okay. My bad. So we have...
I know it.
Savage Tales, The Rampaging Hulk, Creatures on the Loose, or Monsters on the Prowl.
I don't know it.
So, you're so confident.
Talk about whatever, guys. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared enough.
So, Nico, do you even know what the Bloodstone characters are?
I remember the Bloodstone hunt from Captain America during the mid-80s, so that's why I shouted I know it, because I thought it was...
You don't know it. You helped me at the moment.
It doesn't sound like these are characters who would be appearing in a Captain America book from the 80s. It sounds like they're horror, like, kind of niche characters.
But there was a saga called the Bloodstone Hunt, Captain America, like 363 to...
Yeah, something tells me that these, well, they might be related, but it sounds like these were like, you know, Man-Thing, that sort of characters, yeah. like the Vertigo characters at DC, like Swamp Thing and Hellblazer and that kind of.
Well, hey, I have an idea. Since Jason and Nico got to pick the question, for the questions that we don't know, you guys could actually, like, you know, do a Google search and, you know, I guess learn something new, I guess.
Yeah, but we can't give them no hint. What?
You two could do like a Professor Google search and learn a little on the side.
Bloodstone characters?
Yeah, Bloodstone's Adventure. Oh, I just had the answer.
Bloodstone Adventure. It looks like we'll only have time to do each, like, one question each.
We can do some later.
Like the next time.
Okay, well, I have the answer. So we had, I figured it out. So we have Savage Tales, The Rampaging Hulk, Creatures on the Loose, or Monsters on the Prowl.
It's going to be just a guess.
I'm going to go with C.
What is it?
Creatures on the Loose.
Creatures on the Loose.
Actually, no, this is pretty funny because we thought it'd be like Man-Thing and everything, how Jason was saying. It was the Rampaging Hulk.
Really?
Yes. Huh. So anybody scored, that was the Bloodstone Adventurer.
So what were these books about? Like what?
Well, Savage Tales, that was reoccurring. For a while, I think that's like maybe 60s possibly. That's Tales. Monsters and never heard of it.
Mid-60s to mid-70s.
Okay. Monsters on the Prowl, never heard of it.
Monsters on the Prowl, no.
And then Creatures on the Loose.
I've seen an issue of that before.
Okay, we'll be out.
It makes sense for the Hulk to be like a horror character. It makes sense.
His name is Ulysses Bloodstone. He is a hunter, adventurer, and soldier of fortune. He is from Northern Van Helm, Europe, and he died in New York City. His first appearance is in Marvel Presents #1, which is the first appearance of the Defenders, and his final appearance is in Rampaging Hulk #8.
Oh, interesting.
Cool.
All right, Nico.
Thank you, Marvel Directory.
All right, Nico, your turn. Pick a question. We'll be on a roll now, so we can go fast.
Yeah.
since
but
you
no,
know how
it
to,
was me and okay. Jason that are picking for Nico or
or yeah. Everybody got two questions each, so Nico would then pick another question for you, Chance.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Marvel Time, but Chance.
Okay. Now you'll be able to pick a question between 2,331 and 2,500.
2,450.
Alright, almost there. 2,450.
I like this trivia game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just getting to the questions, the tricky part. Alright, here we go. Question 2,450. What was the name of Killraven's mother? We have A, Mary, B, Martha, C, Marcia, or D, Maureen.
Is it, sorry. Is it for me or no? It's Chance.
This is Chance.
Do you know who Killraven is?
Yeah, he's a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, yeah. He had a short series.
Yeah, he did. Oh man.
Oh, and
I know it.
Question is actually.
What were the answers again?
We have Mary, Martha, Marcia, Maureen.
So close to it.
Right, all them. Oh.
The pressure's on.
It is.
King.
Oh.
Have you ever read Killraven?
Or no.
Me neither.
Wow. I looked up Killraven, and it doesn't tell his mother's name. It just says Killraven's mother.
Oh, that's awesome, then.
You know what? It was probably like where they make it, where they said her name was probably only like one panel long.
Right. All right.
Bazinga.
Yeah, you like that? Somebody texted me.
Oh, that's good.
No. Time's up, Chance.
All right, I'll just go with 30. A.
No, it was D, Maureen.
Damn, that was my... I was like, eh, just pick one of the first or last.
You fail. All
right, we'll go on to Jason now. So Chance and Nico, take his poison. So we'll start with you, Chance, first.
I'm going to go with cosmic characters.
All right. So pick between 2,161 and 2,330.
2,217.
All right, 2,217. All right, your question is, from what race on Earth were Martinek's ancestors? Now, do we know who Martinex was?
How do you spell that?
Okay, I'll go a little background here because I know who Martinex is. Martinex is from the Guardians of the Galaxy. He is, I do believe, the crystal-looking guy. So that's about all I know about Martinex.
All right. So the question and the choices.
So the question again was, from which race on Earth were Martinek's ancestors? We have Africa, Asia, Caucasian, and Latino.
Africa, Asia, Caucasian, Latino. His name is Martinek. Now, there is a country called Martinique, and my geography skills aren't very good. Africa, Asia, Caucasian, or Latino? I'm going to go with Africa.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Yes! I am so awesome.
All right. You can put that one in your signature.
Yeah.
You're the
Who's the man?
Question, first answer, right. All right. All right, let's move on. Let's get a little faster here. Nico. Pick
a fantastic four.
All right, let's do this.
Since he has none in his stash.
All right, we're going to fantastic four. Pick between 1 and 364.
Number 232.
232. Are you ready? All right. 232. What is the first name of the Black Panther's enemy Claw? Oh, this is easy.
That's easy. I have that issue.
Well, it's easy for you who reads a bunch of Marvel.
Just because you have an issue. All right, let's see.
I had the issue where
they mention it?
Fighting him. Yeah, where he's actually fighting him.
So what's my question? What's my choices?
Nico, be quiet.
Okay.
What is the first name of the Black Panther's enemy, Claw? We have Ulysses, Agamemnon, Ozymandias, and Achilles.
Okay. Something tells me it's not Ozymandias, because that's a character in Watchmen.
Yeah.
There's some reason Ulysses Claw rings a bell, so I will go with my first instinct and say Ulysses Claw.
Damn.
Wow. Jason is 2-4-2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here I'm going into this going, oh, Jason's at a huge disadvantage. He doesn't read Marvel.
He studies Marvel.
Lucky.
Okay, so we're going to have Chance and Jason. You have Nico now. For Nico is nothing Avengers. Or
nothing Avengers or Fantastic Four.
Oh, you know what?
I'm going, can I go for a chance?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm going to go with Marvel Time.
All right.
That's interesting.
So we have between 2331 and 2500 for questions.
2331, the first one.
Yes. Okay, 2331. That's going to make it a little easier. 2331. Oh, this one. What is Baron Strucker's first name? We have Ernst, Werner, Fritz, or Wolfgang?
B. Werner.
All right, let's see. And I forgot to type in the question.
That seems to ring a bell.
I guess we lost Jason again.
I'm back.
That's like the epic cliffhanger.
Right, I'm sitting there.
Yeah, I'm leeching off my neighbors tonight, guys. I won't have my own connection till Monday, so next Friday will be good.
All right.
Okay, so what was your answer again?
Oh.
Hey, Jason, you're back.
I think it was B. Werner.
Yeah, he said Werner.
Well, you are wrong, my friend. It was Wolfgang. It's Wolfgang.
Oh, yeah. I win. In your face.
Okay, but I can still beat Chance.
Yeah, you can still beat
Chance.
Okay,
Chance.
All right, Chance.
I wasn't very successful with my last pick, but did we lose someone again?
No.
Yeah, we lost Jason.
Oh.
So whose turn was it to pick for Nico's?
Chance. It's my turn to pick.
All right.
I don't know what's going on here.
You know what? I'm going to go with Marvel Time as well.
All right. So we have between 2331 and 2500.
We'll go with 2500.
All right. Man, those were easy. All right. Who is Waffles?
What?
French Slapstick. Secret Identity of Super Robot. A supporting character in Ziggy Pig and Silly Steel.
Or
character in Two Gun Kid.
The Ziggy Pig and something Seal.
I think you're going to be right on that one.
That's easy.
Oh, my friend. Is that your final answer?
No, I don't know what all the things were. You just said three.
Secret Identity of Super Rabbit.
Wow.
I think me and Nico have to have a tiebreaker now.
Yeah.
Well, or if you guys toss me two questions of anything you'd like.
Well, okay. I'll go with the one that I posted on the forums.
Okay.
Let me just get to it real fast.
Oh, you don't remember it?
Come on.
No,
you're slowing us down.
guys, I totally won this. You might as well admit it. I'm picking the subject for the next podcast, and I'm hosting the next trivia segment.
All right. So now we're going to get...
Just give me some questions, though. I feel like
just accept it. Just accept it.
Come on. Okay. Bring the noise.
Those.
Come on, bring it. Just give me something. Jason can host, though, next week.
Sue and Reed Richards were thought to be demons by their neighbor when they were trying to lead normal lives as the Benjamin. What is the name of the exorcist who briefly sent them?
I don't know it. Just
hell.
I don't know it. Just, I don't know it.
I currently don't know it either.
Why are you asking it then?
Yeah. I have the comic right here.
All right, we're skipping Nico. He's
so
done.
There you go.
Okay, I'll get back to
good question for me.
So I get to brag about winning something trivia about a company I know nothing about, and you guys suck.
Chance need a tiebreaker, though.
We'll do all that. Right,
I'll pick the question off my head. I'll just pick it. We'll go with something.
All right. We got to wrap this up.
All right. Okay, tiebreaker. Who was not a member of the original Enforcers? I know this one.
Original.
You have Man Mountain Marco, Fancy Dan, Montana, or the Ox?
The Ox.
You're wrong.
I've never heard of the Ox.
Oh, my victory is even more sweet right now.
All right, so what was it? Ox,
Fancy Dan, Montana, and Man Mountain Marco.
Oh, I even have that issue.
I'm going to go with Man.
That's every issue.
Man Martin Marco?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I lose.
I have Spider-Man number 11.
Well, yeah, Fancy Dan, Ox, and the other dude, the Enforcer, they're all part of whoever the third one was, they're all in the Enforcers.
Yeah.
Man Mountain Marco, I think, was just super strength and a petty criminal, I guess. I think I got his first appearance. I know that.
Okay, just toss me a random Avengers. I want to see if I can get it.
We're done.
We're done with trivia.
You lost your pride, Nico.
Okay, just toss me a random question, not even for the book. I just want to see if I can get an Avengers.
All right, what is Songbird's real name, then? There you go, that's random.
Was she ever an Avenger?
No,
I think she was. Wasn't she as a Dark Avenger?
Well, damn you, 90s.
So well, she's reformed now. She's totally reformed now. So, but she's part of the Thunderbolts.
I got one.
She's hot. All right, go ahead, Jason.
He got disconnected again. He might just be leaving us. I don't know.
Nico, do you know the answer? I'm putting the pressure on.
Go on. You said any question.
And it is an Avengers question, so.
I don't like the 90s or
2000s. It doesn't matter. It's 90s and 2000s, so.
What is Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
Benjamin Parker.
Ben Reilly.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that's what
I said it first.
Skype Night is all about.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Beth.
Oh, man.
That's actually a really fun game. I like that. That's a cool concept.
It definitely is.
I think it should continue
to be fun.
I got to prepare for the next week.
I got an idea. Why don't each or one of us, whatever genre we're more into, they get to pick questions from that genre, so then we'll all have genres. Like, let's say, Jason, you go DC, Nico goes Marvel, Chance goes something.
Yeah, sure. Like, private message me on the boards about, like,
what you're really into, and I'll find some trivia about it.
Yeah, I think that might be interesting. Then we can, you know, everybody learn something in a way and have some fun, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yes, so is that about it? Is that roughly the podcast?
Next week in comics.
What's
the one comic you're looking most forward to next week?
I
know a comic that I'm looking forward to reading next time I go to the comic book store, and I'm going to pick it up.
What?
Are you guys familiar with Hack Slash?
Yes.
Well, they did Hatchet Slash. Well, I think some of you guys know that I'm a big horror movie buff, and I love horror movies and anything of that nature. Well, Hatchet was a movie pretty much reinventing a new horror archetype, I guess you could say, named Victor Crowley. And the director actually wants to make like 10 of these movies, and so far he's on part 2, and it's really violent and it's really good, and he blows Jason and Freddy out of the water, and Mike Myers. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm also looking forward to the new Dark Shadows comic book coming out. Dark Shadows was a soap opera that was on in the 60s about a vampire named Barnabas Collins, which is currently being made into a movie backed by Johnny Depp.
I'm looking forward to the Extinction event.
Don't we already have one of those?
Extinction?
It's basically the prelude for Avengers vs. X-Men.
X-T-I-N-C-T, right? Extinction event.
Sanction.
Oh, sanction. My bad. I'm sorry. Totally sounded like extinction.
The next week, it looks like I'm not really picking much up DC-wise. I haven't checked for the indie publishers. I might be picking up some Image. I'm not sure. So it looks like it's going to be like an easy week for me. So I might pick up the rest of that, the Shade number 2 and number 3 next week. So I guess I'm looking forward to that because I really like number 1.
Right, and then I'm going to say I'm looking forward to Green Lantern because that just ended with a big cliffhanger last month.
That was Hal dying, wasn't it?
Allegedly dying, and that's what I want to find out.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's crazy how that's not the only book that they've done that. Flash just did that too. It's like, we're going to kill off all our characters now that we just relaunched.
Is this going to be like a running gag of some sort?
Well, Shade number 1 was the same thing. Like at the end of the book, Deathstroke chops off the Shade's hands and decapitates him. So, yeah, maybe this is like kind of a running gag.
Like, let's just kill everyone off. Yeah, maybe they're poking fun at Marvel. You know, they've been doing that since the relaunch.
Crazy. You know, I guess just coming out of the blue, I guess, I never got a chance to read the rest of Nemesis. Did you guys ever hear about that? It was Miller and Nevins.
Yeah, I heard about it. That never really ended, did it?
I don't think it did because I got up to issue 3 and I haven't seen 4 or 5. And it was awesome. It was better than Kick-Ass.
I think I picked up an issue of that a while ago.
Yeah,
and it was
the trade paperback's coming out, I guess.
Is that a creator-owned book?
Yeah, it was done by Icon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still waiting for Scarlet. That came out, you know, June or July, I think. It's the last issue of that.
So, and it looks like, yeah, you're right, yeah. And it looks like we're going to have a series finale coming up, too, in Punisher Mac.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that they're ending.
But, Nico, you don't want the Hawkeye at action figure?
I mean, I'm not an action figure collector.
It's Hawkeye, though.
And?
That's the running gag. Every week, I guess.
After this podcast of sorts ends, we can get more into that.
All right.
I think it's a good point to end it.
Dun, so. Dun, dun.
That's going to wrap up our conversation for this week. We will continue our conversation on our after show. So make sure to join us next week for another great show. If you'd like to join us, you're more than welcome to. Just check out the Stash My Comics forum to find out how.